Well, John Picard is with us talking about that wonderful brain that sits there all nicely restored as you are, well, depending on your perspective, I guess, entering or leaving Gladstone. How you doing, John?
Doing good, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Well, first, give me a little history of this train. We talked a little about it. I know you did with TJ a couple times, but a little history of this train and why it sits where it does.
Okay, Jack. Actually, about 3 years ago, I retired in... as a little boy, my son, my brother and I and my dad worked on the Soo Line for 32 years, and my brother also on the Soo Line for over 30 years. We took an interest, and my dad was part of the 13 that originally helped get the train to come to Gladstone in 1960, where it was donated by the Soo Line Railroad at that time to the city of Gladstone for them to take care of. Well, over the years, it kind of went into disrepair, and the retirees got older, and they kind of just disappeared, and a shelter was put on it in 1983, and the shelter was kind of a hindrance, Jack, because pigeons had moved in and kind of nested there and were raising all their young, and they were putting droppings on the engine. It was kind of deteriorating. But anyway, 3 years ago, Jack, when I retired, I went by and I thought, well, there's something we can do. I'll talk to the city and see what their plans are. And they had no plans at that time to do anything with it. They just, I guess that was just part of what they didn't have any extra money or anything for it. So I said I would raise the group together, and we would raise our own funds. And the first thing I wanted to do was get rid of the pigeons, so we had to get a bird net. And, Jack, that was the most expensive part of the whole project that we had so far. It was $5,000 to put a bird net around the whole shelter is what we did to keep the birds out. And it's been working really, really good so far. And it's one of those bird nets I saw down in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I went down there. They have a big railroad complex. And what was really nice is you couldn't see it from a long ways away. You could actually take pictures and still see the train and everything, details and everything about it. When you got up close and you saw there was actually a bird net around it. So that's worked really, really good for our group, Jack.
Yeah, for sure. And people will see it. There's a light by it. So I know there's probably electricity.
Yep.
That. So how
yep.
does that get paid for?
Okay, well, that's a long story there, too, but I'll keep it real short, Jack. What happened is there were football lights and stuff installed when back in the year 2000, John Larkin from the Escanaba Lake Superior Railroad took an interest in it, wanted to make it an excursion train. He wanted to run it up to Ontonagon and get it running, so he actually took it over to Escanaba and refurbished it, cleaned out the boiler, removed all the asbestos with the chance so that he could purchase it from the city, but it always would be parked in the city, so when he'd take it out on excursions, he'd take it out on the track, and but he'd bring it back, and it'd always be in Gladstone. So he approached the city of Gladstone and asked them. He said he would pay $60,000 for the engine, but he would restore it and get it back in a running condition. And the city at that time, city manager at that time, said, no, we like it the way it is. It's all cleaned up now. You have it all painted and stuff. So we'll just park it back there, and then that's where it sat for the next 30 years until we came along, Jack, and so such disrepair that the pigeons had moved in. So. And the long story short is John Larkin actually still pays for the electricity on that train. Every month the city of Gladstone sends him a bill, and he pays it, no questions asked. The only thing that we've done as a group is we replaced all the old football lights that were in there. And, Jack, you know what those big old lights were all about, the big halogen lights. We changed them to LED lights, so that saved them a lot of money on electricity, and especially at Christmas time we went with LED lights for the Christmas display as well. And those have been worked out really good for me. He actually got a phone call from John saying, I don't know what you guys done, but my bill went from $100-some a month down to $25 and $30, and he was real pleased with that.
Absolutely. All right, so what are we doing this weekend then to kind of show off this train?
Well, Jack, it's our third anniversary of the Gladstone, Michigan Soo Line Steam Engine No. 730 Authority. That's our 501(c) organization, three-year anniversary. And we're still plugging along, keeping the train looking good. And we're going to have a railroad day at the fairgrounds, steam and gas engine fairgrounds village at the fairgrounds. And we're real happy to work in conjunction with them because their dream was always to get a steam engine to go around the fairgrounds. And, of course, our steam engine would be a little bit too big for them and too much to refurbish. But if we could find a smaller scale railroad that would go around the fairgrounds and maybe out to Wells or someplace, they're really excited about that, and it's something we can work together. They've been looking for a caboose next to their railroad museum display. They have the tracks and everything all laid out, so that would be some project that they might want to look at doing is having a caboose and stuff. But anyway, Friday at 10 a.m., we invite everybody out in the public. It's no charge at all. We will accept a donation for restoration continuing on to 7:30, and it'll be till 4 p.m. All the vendors will be open in the village. Actually, they'll actually be getting the steam engine sawmill going too, Jack, and that's really an interesting thing. The blacksmith will be making knives out of railroad spikes. He's got a really good thing going over there, George Putvin, the blacksmith. He'll be making things on hand, so there'll be a lot of artisans in the park. Also on hand for our vendor will be the little red caboose, and I thought that would be just perfect from Gladstone. They'll be doing the catering for our event, and they'll be set up right in the middle of the village. So it'll be a lot of fun for families, young and old, to come on out. I know kids will be in school and stuff, but come maybe stop out and see us. And it's all in conjunction with the historical Gladstone, and also together with the Sioux Line Historical Technical Society convention that's being held out at the Island Resort from the 12th until the 15th, and they'll be traveling in and out of town as well.
Well, let's have a fun day then, John. Thanks for all the work you do to keep that train in good shape, and we hope to see a lot of people out on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Jack. I appreciate your support, and again, I want to thank the community and for their support as well, and we look forward to seeing everybody on Friday.